AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The deadline has passed on a preliminary agreement in the Iran nuclear talks. The sides are still talking in Switzerland. The AP's Matt Lee reports there is still a lot of work to do.
The differences on the issues that are still remaining are pretty stark. The Iranians are insisting on maintaining the ability to do a large amount of research and development work on it with high-level centrifuges, which the Western powers are opposed to.
Germany's foreign minister says negotiators are facing a tough struggle and indicated the talks are not likely to end soon. The governor in Arkansas is objecting to a religious objections bill. The AP's Tim McGuire has the story.
Asa Hutchinson has told state lawmakers to change the wording of a just-passed bill to mirror the federal religious protection law passed in 1993. He tells reporters that the outcry over the bill splits along religious and generational lines, even in his own family.
My son, Seth, signed the petition asking me, Dad, the governor, to veto this bill.
Hutchinson says the law is not intended to sanction discrimination based on sexual orientation. I'm Tim McGuire.
There's a change of control in Saddam Hussein's hometown.
Iraq's defense minister declared there was a magnificent victory in Tikrit.
The AP's Vivian Salama reports the Islamic State group had been in control of Tikrit since last summer. Western-led airstrikes helped the Iraqi push in Tikrit. Lufthansa's chief executive says it will take a long, long time to understand what led to a deadly crash in the French Alps.
We don't only help this week. We want to help as long as help is needed. That's also my promise.
Carsten Spohr refused to say exactly what the airline knew about the mental health of the co-pilot suspected of deliberately destroying the plane. Stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 50 points. This is AP Radio News. A couple from England are defying huge lottery odds.
Winning the Euro Millions mega draw back in 2013 was one thing. Winning it again in 2015, quite another. David Long played his usual numbers, then watched those numbers come in, sort of as expected.
I just had this feeling that I was going to do it again.
Long is a retired truck driver. He says after talking about it and talking about it some more, he's finally going to buy tickets for he and his wife Kathleen to take a cruise. The odds of winning the Euro Millions million pound prize twice, by the way, as calculated by the lottery operator, 283 billion with a B to 1. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Common is not going to be speaking at New Jersey's Keene University commencement.
A chest, a face with tears.
Police in Union, New Jersey raised concerns over a song by the rapper about a woman convicted of killing a police officer in New Jersey who later fled to Cuba. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.